This is Modern Jazz Today. Up next, Rob Clearfield from the album Voice in the Wilderness. The track, When We Were Kings.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quartet. The album is called Impact, and we'll check into the title track. Then Eric St. Laurent, he's got a new one called El Choclo. We'll check into that title track. Let's dig in.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, where we support and play the artist of today. You can learn more about us and the artists that we are playing at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on our queue is the creative sounds of Jesse Fisher. Jesse Fisher is a multi-instrumentalist that combines jazz, hip-hop, and electronica into a hip exploration of arranging jazz standards and pushing them as creatively as possible to bring out new visceral capacities of the music. We're going to check into the track, The Intrepid Fox, from his album, Flipped 2. Up next is Chris Monson. From his album Seldom in the Well, we're going to listen to the track Where the Leaf Has Been.
After many years of training, expectations, love, and dedication, Mel Breeze is sharing all of her thoughts and feelings that she kept hidden inside for years. With the release of her ninth album titled Animazonia, it was produced by Jimmy Haslip and Scott Kinsey. We'll take a listen to the classic, Masquenada.
Masquenada, sai da minha frente que eu passo. O samba está animado, que quero ir sambar. Este samba que misto de maracatu é samba de preto velho, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, samba como este da lecão. بوزه نوای گره کیوشه نفینان Da minha frente que quer passar Por samba está animado Que quero que samba Este samba que misto de maracatu É samba de preto veio Samba de preto du Mais que nada samba como este tá legal Você não vai querer Que eu chegue no final
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. An organization in California is preparing young people for careers in clean energy. And in the process, these young people help their neighbors save money on their utility bills. Each summer, the Rising Sun Center for Opportunity, a workforce development group, hires young people in San Joaquin and the Bay Area to visit nearby homes and assess their water and energy efficiency. Senior Program Manager Sofia Canela Torres says the center does not charge residents for these so-called green house calls.
We use this no-cost service that we provide to the community as a vehicle to provide the youth earn and learn experience and career exposure.
Trainees also help some residents install new efficient appliances like low-flow shower heads and LED lights and offer tips for saving energy and water. Then, after 6 weeks of making green house calls, trainees are placed with a company working on energy issues for more hands-on.